Whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Very happy to be here. You are very welcome, love, if my pronunciation is not correct. Today is a big day. It is the first baptism of St. George Mandarin service. After a long time of hard work, God's grace and mercy comes to his people. Cherry was struggling before the baptism until one night she told me emotionally that she would like to be baptized because she can feel how much God loves her. And so does our little friend Caroline. Caroline's grandma was so happy when she learned that Caroline would be baptized, and she kept giving thanks to God. In the few years that I served the Mandarin ministry, there have been many interesting things. For example, as most of our people walk in, especially on Sunday service, they would feel very, very nervous, not knowing which page to turn to, not feeling comfortable singing the hymns, not following the church liturgy, not even knowing which book to turn to, the blue book or the green one. Oh my God, at the cathedral, there is one more, the red one. After taking our basic catechism course, they have a better idea what we are doing on Sunday. We are often asked, as they gradually find the beauty of our faith, "Hey, Father James, we have shower at home every day. Why do I need a baptism? What is the difference between?" My dear friend, what is the earth has our faith brought us? In today's gospel reading, the Pharisees followed the crowd after Jesus in order to catch some fault of Jesus. Then they found out that Jesus' disciples were eating without washing hands. Here, the washing hands refers to observing of elders' tradition. It's the kind of ceremonial cleaning. In verse 4, shows that the Orthodox Jews consider the things from the market unclean, and they would be polluted by it unclean after the ceremonial cleaning. They think the outside things defile, and therefore it needs purification. Where does this theory come from? Because there are so many unclean things. When you touch the unclean, then you would become unclean as well. Coming out from this theology, we could think perhaps we are polluted without knowing. Let's take a look at this picture on St. George's wall. It is about the canon's wedding that is recorded in the Gospel of St. John. There are 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification. It is very common practice of each family. So the Jews developed many other traditions that they were observed. The washing of the cups, pots, and bronze candles they have missed the most important point of the faith. They made clean the outside of the cup, but neglected the inward cleaning of the heart. It is our blessed Lord who came to put an end to the old ceremonial law. It is our Lord Jesus who paid the price of cleaning our sins. What Jesus pointed out is totally contrary to their knowledge. Jesus said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile." It is just the same with our baptism. The faith that Jesus has brought is the inward cleaning, not only the outward cleaning. Baptism is the personal calling to each one of us. He calls us by our own name. Baptism is God's call to our soul. The baptism liturgy expresses clearly. There are six questions asked by the celebrant. The first three are the three renouncement to Satan and to all the spiritual forms of weakness that rebel against God. The evil powers of this world, which corrupt the destroy, the creature of God, and all sinful desires that draw you from the law of God. The answer is, I renounce them. There are all the renouncement from within, the renouncement to sin. The following three questions are, do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to obey him as your Lord? The answer are all I do. This is proclaim of the faith. This is the inward hymn. Turn from the darkness to the light. Three renouncement, three turns. All of them are from inside, not from outside. Therefore, it is not difficult for us to answer the kind of question now, what is the difference from baptism and shower? Shower is the outside clean to our bodies by ourselves, while baptism is the inside cleaning through the sacrament instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism cleans our inward souls from sin, and that so that our inside are cleaned, so that our inside can renounce sin and turn to the light, so that our inside can be connected with God. There was an artist who travels with his child, passing a huge stone. The artist looked at the stone for a long time. His child said, "Hey, there is nothing to look." And then the artist took out his craft knife and started working. Later, a beautiful person came out. The child was so surprised. "Oh my God, Daddy, how do you know there is a person inside?" "Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, there is a person inside each all of us. that is the real me. Maybe the stone outside of us is too hard. Let God clean our inward. Let us become the beautiful peace of God. Amen.